Hello, strangers, and welcome, finally, to the poetry podcast of the 2021 Strange Horizons Fun Drive. I'm your host, Ciro Faenza, and we have two poems for the podcast. First up is The Evolution of Whales by Michael Meyerhofer, as read by the poet. Michael Meyerhofer is the author of a fantasy series and several books of poetry. His work has appeared in Asimov Science Fiction Magazine, Analog, Orson Scott Card's Intergalactic Medicine Show, Heroic Fantasy Quarterly, and other journals. For more info and an embarrassing childhood photo, please visit TroubleWithHammers.com. After that, it's To Disappear into a Song Wide Enough to Drown by Wale Ayinla. Wale Ayinla is a Nigerian poet, essayist, and editor. His works recently appeared or are forthcoming in Guernica, Cultural Weekly, South Dakota Review, Rhino Poetry, Up the Staircase Quarterly, The Lit Quarterly, Cimarron Review, Slipstream, Ruminate Magazine, McNeese Review, Waccamaw, Poet Lore, Palette Poetry, and elsewhere. And now, the poems.
The Evolution of Whales by Michael Meyerhofer. Let's say you meet in ancient India, in a dry, moon-drunk field. Just you and Pachycetus, a kind of ruddy wiener dog, from 50 million years ago, and yes, you speak the same language. You start by telling him about the sea, how his descendants will become aquatic zeppelins with 5-foot hearts, who can swim beneath icebergs and compose choruses of such beauty that another species will listen and use them to fall asleep. How they will live out their whole whale lives in the absence of ground, their fat, angelic bodies floating over the world's greatest cemetery. But Pachycetus barely listens, his snout resting between his paws, gazing at the horizon. The breeze-bent grass, stillness that stretches on forever.
To Disappear into a Song Wide Enough to Drown by Wale Ayinla. Is to be hungry like a boat, stomach stretching out into a wholesome water flesh, is to gorge the ocean's lilac with the moon littered on its flesh, the throat erected as an anthill to smudge the body as a colony of disclosures woven with footprints of all the ghosts sieved into the earth. Tell me how to eat a ghost till the mouth is full of peaches. To disappear into a song wide enough to drown is to hold a light to the chest and repeat a happy song till it becomes a blade on the tongue. My chest is a skyrack of immaculateness, a cheesecloth adjusted to keep birds from nesting. A child recognizes his parents by the hands that feed him. I swear the first parent I ever knew was the absence of one. My father was rafted over waters. My tears chart his body, a sloppy dash in the verbatim of the heart's favorite expelling. The best human conversation is the silence that warms the heart. The latitude is measured out of grief. The soft accentuation, music's favorite threshold. It is tough to remember my father because his face is a road swallowed up by fog. I cast my emptiness with the song, cataloging enough ash in my voice. My soul is the oasis inside his eyes, an origami placed before a calcified wind. And this has been the Fun Drive 2021 Poetry Podcast. We hope you like what you heard. You can leave us a comment on the podcast page, and while you're there, check out the rest of the Fun Drive issue. A big thank you to everyone who carried us so far over our goal. And as always, until next time, stay strange.